The hills were alive with wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. Or at least I could run. They just died in the sun, and I refused to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain road.
There's a neat article that Grand Canyon Lodge just published about how they are taking vegetable scraps that go bad before they have time to prepare them for guests and feed them to the mules in, you know, that take people up and down the mule rides on the canyon. And then the manure from the mules, accompanying Flagstaff, takes and make it a compost. And since they had started this program in 2013, they estimate they've diverted 30,000 pounds of table scraps out of the landfills and repurposed them.
Very cool. And mules will eat about anything, so that's good.
They'll eat the prickly pear cactus if they're hungry enough.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, they'll eat. They'll.
You know, I've seen cows chew those things with the thorns like they can't even feel it.
Yep. Yeah, if there's not much green feed out there, they'll eat prickly pears for sure.
Well, cow tongue's pretty tough.
Yeah,
it's really tough.
It feels like sandpaper if you ever touched on it.
I've been told in really, really, really bad years that the ranchers will take the jumping choya, the teddy bear choya, and they'll burn those to burn the thorn, you know, because it kind of burns the thorns off of them, and then the cattle will eat those.
And those light up like a Christmas tree. There's been times where we have found a small one that's dead, and we've made that the base starter for our campfire up that hike.
There you go.
They go up really quick. And then something that was really kind of humorous is a retail hardware publication that I get regularly.
Like a trade journal thing? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and, you know, a lot of times it's tools and different building materials, and you always cover, you know, here's what's currently moving.
That's the hot topic.
This one is materials for building backyard chicken coops.
Okay. There you go. You know, those, like your dad was saying, $64 tomatoes, those $10 a dozen eggs.
There are no chickies in the store, just so you know.
No
stop
chickies
by,
to
stop
be
Stop by
had,
the ranch
huh?
store, and they said there's...
Western ranchmen?
Mm-hmm, so they're coming in for those, weeks, huh? But they're already all pre-sold.
I have seen people post on social media that they're looking to buy goats to milk because they can't get milk in the grocery store, so they're going to get a goat. Like, okay, all right.
That's probably one thing I miss. Is when we were milking our own goats and that daily fresh supply of goat milk, that was really enjoyable. But you know, you've constantly got to be kidding them and breeding them, and you know, you go away for 3 days and they dry up, and you know, you're almost at the point you have them milking, you've got to be there or have someone there every single day.
Plus the fact you talk about something that will eat everything, you will not have much of a landscape left either.
and that's a hard one. I could call my neighbor and say, hey, can you mind throwing a few flakes for the horses for the next couple of days while we're gone? Say, hey, and would you milk the goat while you're there?
Yeah.
That's a hard sell.
That's a really good neighbor.
But that was really enjoyable, and I had just started getting good at making goat cheese too.
Oh, bummer!
Ooh, I could have used some of that on a salad.
There you go.
I love goat cheese.
All right, let's get to Michelle, who wants to join the conversation, ask a question about veggies. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Yes, I've never planted a garden, and I am hoping that it's not too late because I'm so excited and motivated to get some things planted in an above ground bed in my backyard.
Okay. Well, one good thing about living here, Michelle, there is literally every month of the year something you can plant in the garden. So.
Oh, great. Well, I'm wanting to plant some cucumbers and peppers and tomatoes and lettuce. And so I just didn't know if you would be able to tell me what would still be good to plant at this point.
Well, you're too late for lettuce. You know, you might still be able to get a little bit of spinach in and maybe some chard, but lettuce is a winter crop here. We plant it in the fall through the winter, so you're pretty late. You might be able to get a little bit of leaf lettuce. Again, it depends on how fast it gets, you know, what the temperatures do going forward now. But if you've got limited space, you want to plant what's going to do well. So you mentioned tomatoes, you mentioned peppers, any of your cucumbers and melons, Good time to do those. Eggplant, great time to do that. Any of the squashes, you know, pretty much is, you know, your summer type squashes, zucchini, yellow crookneck, any of those. So I would just probably be a little cautious as to the leafy green stuff and maybe even the root type crops like carrots and beets and turnips. Those are more of a winter crop.
And on your first one, you had mentioned it earlier, but start small. I mean, when you start planting, it is very contagious and fun. You want to plant the next one. All of a sudden, you've planted more than you can manage at a certain time, and then it all just ends up going downhill from there. Not being able to keep up, more produce than you can use, the amount of water and that you're consuming, and all this excess, you just, what am I supposed to do with it? And it's so easy to overwhelm yourself
right
at the beginning.
And
start slow.
And failure, we don't like failure very well, typically. So all of a sudden then we think, well, that just won't work here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the case. You just bit off more than you could chew, pardon the pun. So just start small and go from there and keep adding to it. And as you have success, and there are going to be certain things that for whatever reason, you may not be able to grow well in your garden based on the sunshine it gets or the exposure it has. So you'll find out what you do well with, then do that.
And if I was starting now and I would do a raised bed garden, and I would do a key lock style. You can look that up. We need to put an article on our website about that. But it is a very efficient and smart use of space.
Good job.